marriage, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
As God is my witness, I will never drive anyone in this family any place ever again. All I get from you are complaints. I think you kids are nuts. I didn't think it was scary.
Get some glasses, Dad.
For the 1,000th time, I do not need glasses. You're overreacting. Ask anyone.
Fine. Buck?
I'm telling you, I do not need glasses. My vision was checked in the 4th grade, and it's perfect.
Then how come you missed that big sign?
One sign. Bridge and Zier Street.
No, that was Bridge Ends Here, Dad.
Daddy, I have never been so scared in my life. I thought I was gonna die. Worse than that, I thought I was gonna die with my family. How uncool is that?
Well, we didn't go all the way into the river.
Close enough to hear the fish hacking. Come on, Daddy, why don't you just break down and get some glasses? I mean, what are you afraid of? All it says is that you're blind and old.
Dad's not old. I mean, he can still do everything he used to. See him sitting there? Just like when we were babies. Way to go, Dad.
And it never occurred to anyone here that I read Bridge Ends Here just fine and floored it anyway. Now, I'm going to prove my prowess by reading TV Guide. TV Guide. There. Any more doubters?
Who's on the cover?
Raymond Burr.
It's Delta Burke.
Raymond Burr, Delta Burke. Tell me I'm the first one to make that mistake. Where's my remote control? Glasses, eh? What the hell's wrong with this thing now?
You know, it doesn't seem right making fun of Dad without Mom. Well, she was in a food coma when we left, so she should be awake soon.
I'm hungry.
Yep, right on time. Well, I guess it's time for a trip on down to Cake and Cow.
Damn remote. Kids, get me some batteries while you're out.
Hey, is Al busy?
Well, he's been spending a lot of time thinking about man's ultimate place in the universe.
You take the good, you take the bad.
The facts are late. The facts are late.
He must be on a break.
Hi, Al. I'm sorry to bother you. I thought maybe we'd catch a ball game or something. I'm not allowed to watch sports at home. Marcy feels it's a bad influence on the fetus. Mm.
What's she watching?
Chippendale's video.
Hey, there we go, sports. Good old American entertainment. You know, the problem with women is they'll watch anything.
Yeah.
We're more selective.
Right. Who's playing?
I don't know.
All right.
We'll be right back with our Cuban Little League game of the week.
This could be good.
Huh?
And don't forget to order our fabulous sports bloopers that weren't quite funny enough to make it on the 20 other tapes that we're selling. And now, let's have our sports quiz for the day. And the first caller with the correct answer wins $100.
100 bucks? Hey, Al, you know a lot about sports. Maybe you could win the 100 and buy yourself a newer Dodge.
No chance.
These questions are so obscure, you have to have no life whatsoever to get the answer.
Who played center field for the Chicago White Sox in the 59 World Series?
Jim Landis. I know that answer. Jim Landis!
The number is on the bottom of your screen.
9-0-0-5-5.
What's the matter, Al? Can't you see that?
Yes, I can see it. There's too many damn numbers there. Jim Landis. Huh? No, I'm not Jim Landis. I'm answering the question. Jim Landis. What do you mean, Fish? Fish didn't play center field. Fish was a spinoff on Barney Miller. Huh? That's ridiculous. Why would I call a fish store?
I think you got the wrong number, Al.
No, I didn't. I saw those numbers just as plain as I see B. Arthur's face on that TV.
That's Fidel Castro.
That's an honest mistake.
Nobody's answered our question yet. Someone should know this. We're going to flash the number one more time.
Got it!
Jim Landis.
Hold everything. We've got a winner.
My name? Jefferson Darcy.
That's my money.
I'm sorry, Al. You got to be quicker. It's a young man's world.
Daddy, what happened to our door?
A young man went through it.
Oh. Daddy, what are you doing?
What does it look like, honey? I'm watching TV.
Well, turn it off for a second, because I want to talk to you.
Sweetheart, the sports question is about to come on.
This will only take a minute. Now, I want to talk to you about glasses.
I don't need glasses!
No, Daddy, you do not want glasses. And I know why. You don't want glasses because you're vain. Because you're feeling old and ugly. You don't want to be called a four eyes, a geek, an owl boy, Professor Dorko Poindexter, Magoo. Let's see, what else?
Goofus.
Now that's more if your ears stick out, you know?
Go away.
I'm not done yet, Dad. Now, let me tell you a little story about a boy I used to date in the fourth grade. He was very handsome. A tight little butt, big blue bedroom eyes.
This was in the fourth grade?
Well, he was left back a year.
Hey, Dad, who was the guy who played for the Celtics they call the best sixth man in basketball?
Frank Ramsey.
Thanks, Dad.
Go ahead, Pumpkin.
Anyway, this guy was great. He was the most popular boy in the school. And then one day, he got glasses.
And you liked him anyway?
God, no, I dumped him right away. He looked like an idiot with those glasses. Everybody laughed at him. It ruined his life. I think he ended up in an institution or something. It's a sad story, I guess. I don't know.
Is there a point to all this?
Yes, there is. Now, if a guy who had everything to live for got glasses, then there is certainly no reason for you not to. For to see is more important than to be. Fini.
You're never leaving home, are you?
I don't think so.
We have a winner. The answer to our quiz was Frank Ramsey. Congratulations, today's winner, Bud Bundy.
Well, let's go out and get old Dad some glasses.
What for?
So I can see the expression on your face when I'm choking you. I don't want to be a Poindexter.
Relax, Dad. No, plenty of cool guys wear glasses.
I'm Wally. please don't want me. I'm married.
Good, then there's hope for my brother. Now, Daddy, show him your prescription.
Can you see me?
Just give me some glasses.
Of course, sir. You just go through our veritable myriad of hip and trendy frames. Mine, for instance, are from our Casanova line. You know, I get more chicks than my friend who's a dry cleaner.
Kids, listen. I need some help picking out my frames. I'm afraid I may not know what cool is anymore.
You lie. I mean, the shirt, the pants, and those shoes. Now, surely those are no accident. Well,
no, no, on clothes I'm confident, but I need help with the glasses. See, I'm counting on you guys to help me pick out something cool yet understated.
Count on us, big guy.
Present the man with the goo-goo googly eyes, Specs Bundy.
I can't believe how cool I look, eh, kids?
Pretty proud moment, eh, Kel? This is how the young Redenbachers must feel.
Hey, kids, watch this. TV guys, see vous play. There he is, big as life. Raymond Burr.
It's Delta Burke, Dad.
Delta Burke, Raymond Burr, city of Seattle. What's the difference? Now, who wants to take a ride with Daddy in the car and read some billboards from very long distance?
Wow. You mean a chance to cruise in the Dadmobile? Listen, Dad. If we pick up on some chicks, will you put your sunglasses on and say, "You is one fine woman."
Yeah, I'll go too, Daddy, but only if we can cruise by some of my friends and you stick out your teeth like a horse and go, "Hi, girls, I'm Kelly's dad."
You know, you people reek. What's bothering you is not that I have glasses, but that I'm happy. Well, get ready for a life of misery, because I shall continue to be happy with my new 20/20 vision. Now, I'm about to go out and partake of some of the beauty which our fair city affords us. If you need me, I'll be at the nudie bar.
Hey, Babel, I guess old Grandmaster B can fit you into his schedule. Let's see, how's Friday at 9? Well, 10's okay, too. Well, look, it doesn't have to be Friday. Uh-huh. Well, then it's settled. I'll
call you again. Well, do you have any idea when hell is supposed to freeze over? Hello?
There, there, cross-dresser B.
Real close, Kel. It's Grandmaster B.
Oh, I didn't mean to insult you, Grandpappy B, but I do have something that might cheer you up.
Oh, what? You make customer of the week at the free clinic again?
You're quite a jester, bell ringer B. Anyhow, I was doing a little research. Well, actually, I was talking to the girls about how ugly you are. And it came to light that Mother Nature has yet to play its cruelest joke on you. Now, we knew way back when you were a baby, that you'd be like Dad and be bald when you're 20. But guess what? Odds are you'll be blind and need glasses, too. Now, just so you're not surprised when this happens, we worked up a little computer composite of you at 30.
Thank God Dad's home. Let you put an end to the cruelty in this house. How's it going, Bottles?
You know, kids, eyesight is a curse. You can see everything. My car, for instance. Have you ever noticed how ugly Daddy's car is?
Well, you gotta catch it on the right day. You know, the sun glinting off the rust. The cloth that you use as a gas cap flapping gently in the wind as it's being proudly towed towards its destination.
Yeah, well, try to explain my job. Now, let me tell you something. People who work putting shoes on fat women who wear dresses should not have 20/20 vision. I saw things on human legs today that would have put a white flag in Schwarzkopf's hand. And you know the worst part?
You actually saw your paycheck?
Yeah. Yeah, but I sent it back because it just can't be right. Anyhow, every day at 3 o'clock, I see this girl that works down at the aerobic shop. You know, she flirts with me, I flirt with her. It's nothing, but it gets you through the day. Anyway, I always thought she was pretty, but today I saw her, and she's 40. I mean, 40. I mean, she's old.
But Dad, you're over 40.
Yeah, but I'm a guy, so it's totally different. I mean... No, I mean, I can't believe it. She's not a girl. She's a woman.
Well, did she like your new glasses?
What the hell do I care what a 40-year-old woman thinks? Then I come home.
Home?
I mean, look at this place. Look at that furniture. Look at that table. What the hell is this?
That's Mom, Dad.
Oh, this is just too much! Look at me. Got wrinkles. Now, I never saw those before. What happened to the top of my head? I'm an old man. My life is really over.
I feel better already. Al Bundy is back. Where's my remote control? You know, kids, this is a lesson. Now, I may not see too well. I may kill a few people on the streets and occasionally drive into a river. But it's better than looking stupid. You know something? I feel younger already. I didn't think there was this much action on designing women.